As Matt Fishman locked eyes with the 110-pound Rottweiler growling at him, he fought back a wave of panic. The massive animal was standing a few feet from him with curled lips, revealing strikingly sharp canines. Matt knew that jaw could easily snap his forearm. The dog bent his legs and threatened to lunge. Time seemed to stop as Matt reflected on the series of events that brought him to this moment. How had things gotten so out of control that his job had put him in actual physical peril? He and a friend from business school had purchased a successful dog daycare business in Atlanta a few years earlier. The company had a few locations that were already profitable, and the market was ripe for expansion. Dog ownership was on the rise. Busy professionals needed a safe, reliable, and caring place for their dogs to play while they were working. In fact, Matt himself was a customer of Barking Hound Village, BHV, before he bought it. He loved dogs, and the business's financial projections were very promising. His plan was to open new locations and branch out into additional services like grooming and training to capitalize on the demand. Matt threw himself into the business, and at first, things seemed to be going smoothly. He soon found, however, that the day-to-day operation required much more than he had expected. Behind the tidy financials and promising expansion plans lurked a big problem. When we first met Matt, employee turnover at BHV was incredibly high, close to 200% each year across the company. The customer base was growing, but there wasn't enough support to keep up. New team members often failed to show up for their shifts. They regularly quit without notice. The revolving door of employees meant that the dog daycare locations were always short-staffed. People were often asked to do much more than they could reasonably handle. This was demoralizing for the team, and it put the care and safety of the dogs at risk. To keep the quality of care high, store managers and sometimes even the owners had to pick up floor shifts. That's how Matt found himself face to face with a massive Rottweiler named Mr. Mondo. Mr. Mondo had always been a gentle dog. He was actually a staff favorite. But today, yet another employee had failed to show up. With no one else available, Matt had stepped in to cover the shift. In the confusion, Mr. Mondo hadn't gotten his lunch. On top of missing his meal, he'd also been put in the yard with Axel, a standard poodle known for stirring up trouble. A staff member who was regularly on the floor would have known not to put the two together. Axel had antagonized Mr. Mondo relentlessly. Harassed and hungry, Mr. Mondo snapped. As he stared down the Rottweiler, Matt realized he was looking into the face of another challenge. Like Mr. Mondo, the once amicable culture of the company had turned toxic. Growls of dissatisfaction, canine and human, had set all of BHV's daycare locations on edge. Even the most committed employees were burned out. Things had reached a breaking point. Matt began to doubt the business model, the expansion plans, and his own ability to lead. He knew something had to change, and that's when we got his call. We work with leaders to cultivate high-performing teams and thriving organizations. Our clients are at the helm of Fortune 500s, as well as scaling businesses like Barking Hound Village. You'll meet some of them in this book, and their challenges will likely sound familiar to you. Increased competition for talent, dramatic changes in the expectations of employees, and the demands of managing teams that span generations and geographies. Our approach to helping them, however, may not be what you expect. We're part of a newer, growing movement to reimagine the way we work for the next generation. We believe that work can give us more than a paycheck. Work can provide us with community. Work can be a way for us to contribute to something bigger than ourselves. Work can challenge us to learn and grow.